All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Sabre Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, May 21st. A single NBA showdown. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Sabre Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the Sabre Sim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabresim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the Sabre Sim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. With that said, I'm going to get the app pulled up here, and we do have a couple of questions to get us started today. But if you guys have questions, now is always a good time to get those in the queue. So first one came in yesterday from DFS Girl. Question says, hello, what is the best way to do a cash lineup on The Sims? Okay, so first thing I would do if I wanted to build a cash lineup is go to my build settings and switch the build mode from sim to optimizer. So just toggle this over. So the difference between the two, right? When we're on sim mode, we are randomly sampling our simulation database. Every single time we go to build you lineups, we are taking a number of sims from this game, a number of sims from that game, and so on and so forth, and then building you a lineup using the outcomes from that group of sims. Now, when you switch it to optimizer mode, what we are doing is we are using the player's average projections across all of the sims, and we are trying to build lineups with the highest number of projected points possible. It is also called trying to solve a knapsack problem. How much stuff can you fit in a backpack, right? So it's another way of describing it. So what I would do is switch it from sim to optimizer. I would make two small adjustments to projections here, and then I would build lineups. And then the only other thing that I do want to mention here is after you build your lineups, you know, it's not going to build you a big pool, frankly, because you don't really want to play that low of projected lineups anyways. Is once this lineup is generated, you're going to see that it's still sorting by Sabre score by default here. So you want to come in here and switch this either to project to 50th percentile is another fine option as well. So that's what I would do is I would come in here, either projected or to 50th percentile. I think either one would be sticking. All right. But aside from that, you know, not too much else here going on that is going to really go into building a cash lineup here. So those are my thoughts on building cash. Not sure where my share screen went. So I will get that back up here. And let's get Sabre Sim pulled back up. All right, we are back. And let me just move a couple things around here. So projected score, and then also I didn't show the 50th percentile. Go down your percentiles. Go to 50th here. And, you know, these lineups might often be the same, but just another option for you. All right, got one here from Sammy. This one will be good, kind of along the same track here, you know, with the optimizer mode. So Sammy said, hi, Andrew, since I've been using the optimizer for WNBA, can you go more in depth on the randomness? Thanks. For sure. So there are five types of randomness here. And just to kind of talk, like go in a little bit in more depth about what we're talking about is when you go to the build settings, when you switch from sim to optimizer, you're going to get this additional dropdown called randomness. So the difference here is that what randomness does is it assumes all the players in a sport have the same range of outcomes. They all have this bell curve shape distribution. Well, we know from our sims that, hey, you know, hitters are a lot different from pitchers in that regard, right? That's just based on the position, right? We go and we pull up a picture here. And when I come in and I look at UC Kikuchi, once his graph loads, let me just do a hard refresh. Usually helps it out. And graph is loading. Oops, accidentally clicked on Clark Schmidt. Let's give it a couple more seconds here. All right, let's go back to Kikuchi. Okay, so Kikuchi loaded, right? So we're going to see this distribution, you know, very like bell-shaped, curvy, right? Most highest common outcomes up in the middle section, right? And then we go over to our batters. And then even if we go and look at somebody like Shohei Ohtani, right? See if we have any luck with one of these other guys. Come on. Come on. Let's get it. Sorry about the delay. Computer gets a little bit bogged down when I stream sometimes. All right, going back to batters. Try this one more time. Okay, so Ohtani loaded, right? So Ohtani's graph is going to look way, way, way different than the pitcher's, right? His most common outcome is 0 points 18% of the time, and this is what we would call like a right tail distribution, right? With a very, you know, very high 1% outcomes. His average is 11, but he's scoring 40 points, 35, 30. You know, 30 plus, right? So it's these really high 1% outcomes that pull his mean to the right. So optimizer mode or randomness doesn't assume that, right? A randomness assumes that, hey, Ohtani is basically the same as Kikuchi or Schmidt or one of these other guys. So that's why we think sim mode is better in general. But if you're using randomness and you go to add randomness, so just to talk a little bit about them here, right? The first one I do want to start with is Uniform here. So we'll start with Uniform since it's kind of a standalone. So Uniform, basically the value that you enter here will be applied to both above and below the player's average projection to get the potential range of outcomes. So you are giving them a ceiling cap, and then you are giving them a floor cap, and then those things are going to be essentially equal. Now, if we jump over to normal here, so first let's just talk about normal by itself. So normal, it's an option you use if you want to upload a custom value for each player's range of values. So you can do this the same way that you upload projections and ownership. So what you would do here is you would come into normal, and then you would basically like use one of the custom options here, and then you would select a source. So what you would have to do is come into the app, go to upload that randomness as a custom column, and then when you are ready, go to normal custom, and then you select your custom column that would be in this drop down if you uploaded it in the app. All right, normal global is the next one that we'll talk about here. So normal global sets the standard deviation for each player to the entered percentage relative to their average projections. So there is normal Saber Sim. So this will use the default Saber Sim standard deviation values for all players. So we don't show the standard deviation for the players here in the app, but if you go to download and you go and look at the CSV, there is going to be a standard deviation column. We're effectively going to use that for the players just in a normal distribution format. So hope that helps you out. All right. Next question from Gil here. And it looks like Gil is in the YouTube chat as well. What is going on, Gil? Appreciate you tuning into the show. Question for today's NBA showdown. What's the best approach on single entry construction, 3-3, 4-4, or 5-3 stacks? So it's going to depend, right? I mean, there isn't like a one-size-fits-all answer here. If you're trying to figure out, hey, what are the best type of constructions? you know, I would be thinking about it from two ways, right? First off, I would come in here, make my adjustments. I just switched over to the showdown. And then first thing I would do is like, hey, what are going to be the most common cash constructions, right? Kind of on this same track that we're talking about, like, hey, what is the field most likely to do? And I think that's a good data point to have. Like when you use a traditional optimizer, what are we going to see most often? And when I come in here, switch build mode to optimizer mode, run my 20 lineups, you know, I could come in here to team stacks. Even I could look at stack exposures, right? We're seeing 3 threes and 4 twos. So basically no 5 ones. So this is a good data point to have. But to go even further in depth, right, go to your team stacks and go to your 4 twos. And it's actually kind of split, right? We're seeing cash constructions come in for both teams, right? It's not one-sided. So seems like, you know, 3 threes, 4 twos, but like no onslaughts, right? So that would be like something that I would be writing down. Like, okay, hey, kind of even stacks, not a lot of like onslaughts here. And then noting that, right? And then what I could do is go and run a normal build using sim mode. And I'm just going to run 200 lineups. And I'm going to make my two adjustments, two projections. And I'm going to kick this off. So now what I want to do is like, okay, hey, when I use the sims, how is this different from what I was seeing in that cash construction, right? When I use the sims, what is the difference here? Now that's kind of the answer that I'm looking for. And looks like we're building 2000 lineups. I'm going to stop it. I was trying to build only 200 here. But when I come in here, looks like we have about 500 lineups here. So there's plenty. Coming to my stack exposures, okay, what are we seeing across all the lineups that were built? Well, we're mostly seeing, you know, 3 threes and 4 twos. You know, there's a reason we're seeing those in the cash construction, right? Like the field is, you know, fairly good, but 10%, about, you know, almost 10% of our lineups in at least our top 20, 9% in our pool are coming in as 5 ones, right? So like something that I always consider doing is, hey, maybe I want to play an equal amount as are showing up as optimal because I know the field is going away from these, right? Like I know the field doesn't want to play these 5 ones because they weren't really coming up in any of the cash constructions. Well, SaberSim is saying that this outcome, you know, is good about 9% of the time. Maybe I just want to match that, right? So I can come in here, set a minimum exposure to 5 stacks of about 10%, which would be 2 lineups, and get some exposure to some of those, right? I could come in further. Hey, you know, what team is being 5 stacked, right? What team is being 4 stacked now? And then, you know, I could see my 3 threes. So we're not deviating a ton, but we are getting a little bit different with some of those lineups. So that'd be the way I would be trying to analyze stack types within the different teams here. All right. Next question. Hey, Andrew, what's the best way to use the Sims for an optimal cash lineup? I tried selecting the optimizer, but it doesn't seem to give me the highest ownership lineup. So just to be clear, the optimizer mode is going to give you the highest projected lineup. We're talking about projected points. We are not talking about ownership. The builder is not optimizing for the highest owned lineup. What you're trying to do is trying to get a lineup with the highest projected points to put you over that 50th percentile in the contest to get you into the money. Now, you want to be optimizing for projection and not ownership in this case. You're trying to build the highest projected lineup and not the highest projected ownership lineup. All right. Good question so far. Jumping over to the YouTube chat. Next question. I like to have 3 to 4 favorite team stacks per day. How do I incorporate that into SaberSim's generated lineups? Seattle, Toronto, and Detroit. How would I generate 135 lineups with those team stacks spread out evenly? So what I would do here is I'll just come into a new build. And it depends, you know, how big you want your stack. Let's say that, you know, you want a 5 stack of one of those teams in every lineup, right? I would come into my lineup rules. I would go to add new rule, and then I would do a stack basic, stack at least 5. And then I would just come in here and change the eligible teams. And it'll make sure that one of these teams is used in every lineup that's built. So then I would just come in here, you know, okay, I'm going to uncheck all of these teams except for Detroit. And then except for Seattle and Toronto. And then now I have those three teams. You'll see the eligible teams comes down to three. When I save that rule, it's going to use one of those three teams in every lineup. So even if they don't come out equal at first, you can go in and adjust the minimax exposures after the fact to make them equal, but you're going to have plenty of lineups in your pool to choose from, which is the more important thing, right? You're looking for 135 lineups. Well, you're going to get, you know, anywhere from 500 to 5,000 lineups. So that'll give you plenty of optionality to even that out after the lineups are generated. All right. Eight Game says, it's still possible to increase the entire team's projection by increasing a team total. I used to do this last year. Yes, it is possible. There is one change that occurred with this. So when we did the app redesign, you can't do them up here in the scoreboard anymore. So we move them to the team stacks tab, and there is a projected runs column. So what you do is you come in here, you make your adjustment to projected runs. Maybe I think Houston's going to be higher. Down here on the bottom, I click apply. When you go to the players tab, though, and I go to Houston, however, well, two things. One, you're going to see the total updated in the game card up at the top, but you're not going to see it adjusted in the projections right away. What you have to do is click the gear icon in the My Projection column and then come to Saber Sim Adjusted. You're basically changing your projection source here, and then you're going to see all of those projections change. So you got to go to the gear icon, select Saber Sim Adjusted, and then you will see those changes take effect. All right. John said, hello, how do we make an optimal lineup for cash? Pretty sure we covered that here at the beginning. In case you missed it, just rewind a little bit and you'll be able to find that out. But it really just comes down to switching build mode from sim to optimizer, making a couple small adjustments and running that. And then follow-up question was, is there a way to set a filter to projections? Absolutely. Next to this search bar icon here, go to this little filter icon, go to add filter. And then if you want to come in here and say show players with projection greater than X, you just fill in that number. You could do this on a positional level if you want to have a certain projection threshold for pitchers that's different from batters. You can, you know, uncheck these other positions and like, okay, hey, I'm going to do one for pitchers. Okay, save that. And then I'm going to come in here and I'm going to do another one just for my batters and then uncheck my pitchers and then do that one next. So that is how you do player pool filters. But all right. I appreciate you guys tuning in. And looks like we're all caught up here in the Discord and the YouTube chat. So I will be right back here tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, Wednesday, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thank you. Bye.